Do you got any French in you?
I went to France.
Okay.
My kids go to French immersion. So they, my daughter actually translated a few times in Paris for me because I was trying. And then she just went in and was like.
Both my daughters are bilingual. Yeah,
not me.
And I cannot speak a lick of French.
But don't we have, aren't we required as a, as the Green Zone budget show to have a little bit?
Not in Saskatchewan. Okay. It's not like we're in New Brunswick.
Okay. All righty.
Is Britain no French?
Our first guest with the Green Zone budget special is Britton Gray. Not sure there's much in there for home buyers, Britton, for young people still trying to get affordability or anything like that. There's some, maybe not a lot, but there's going to be a deficit. We know that much from the federal budget.
Is there funding for new CFL stadiums?
Well, they did put some money into like build community strong, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's not for stadiums.
Deficit projection is $78.3 billion and then $65.4 billion after that one. We'll have a lot more on the Green Zone federal budget special with actual people who are crunching the numbers for you this afternoon. The only number crunching we're doing here on the Green Zone is trying to figure out who's playing this week for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Britton Gray.
He's our Green Zone Rider reporter, Britton Gray, with the Rider practice day number one. Of course, they had the extra practices last week, but back at it ahead of the West Final.
Big difference between what practices looked and felt like last week to today?
Really? I mean, a little bit of a difference. It's much more normality, I guess, approaching it week. Last week, they did practice, but it felt kind of just half practices. They weren't doing their full full thing they would do, kind of going through walkthroughs and stuff. A little bit more normal. This looks like any other week, which is a good thing for the Riders because they want to pro 1-0. Doesn't matter who the opponent is. Doesn't matter much else. Go 1-0, and they're focused on that, focused on themselves, and now preparing for the BC Lions.
Okay, we've had a lot of starters out with injury, in and out of the lineup. What's going on? Who's in? Who's out? What did we see today? Who was out there for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders of note? As Corey May said last week, a lot of guys are trending to be ready for the West Final.
Well, Dante Myers was out here. That would be big for the receiver room if Keyshawn Johnson, who was not out there, if he can't go. Corey Mace was asked about Keyshawn Johnson. Apparently, he's still trending in the right direction. Still, they're going to see how he does the next few days. Wasn't out there. Maybe tomorrow he's out there. We'll wait and see. But he hasn't ruled him out yet. At least he's not telling us that he's ruled them out. Trevion Tate, he's been out there with the O-line talking to him today. He suffered a torn pec way back in June.
Oof.
Surgery and everything. So just to get back out there is quite the thing. We'll see if he can go. He hasn't really practiced all that lot. But do you put him out there? Corey Mays said that's a decision they'll have to make. One of the many tough decisions. Roland Milligan, he was out there for most of practice.
That's good news.
He did leave early, but I would say three quarters of practice he was out there.
That seemed planned, though. Like, it was the end of a session, and then he left, and I assume just goes to the training room and does some workout. I don't know. I felt like it was a planned, like, you're going to do these sessions, and then you can peace out and get back into the training room or something like that.
I would agree with that. They're being smart with Roland Milligan, making sure he's healthy. He's a guy who you don't really need to have out there during practice, right? He knows the system. We know how athletic he is, his veteran savvy to him, right? It's like Marcus Sales earlier this season. Marcus Sales didn't practice all week, but come the game day, he was out there playing, and Roland Milligan is one of those players.
Now, we had Corey Mace on Friday, and we were like, Corey, I know you hate this, but we got to ask about the kicker situation, right? Because they got Hughes and they got Lawther. Lawther has clearly been dealing with some sort of ailment, back issue over the last, month? Maybe
month, maybe just a little bit under. A
little
few
bit
weeks
under.
At least.
So we said to him, who's going to be kicking, right? Just blunt, like, just tell us. And he answered in such a way, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jamie. He answered in such a way that it sounded like it was going to be a competition.
No, he said, whoever kicks the ball through the posts.
Yeah. So did you get a sense that it was a like some sort of evaluation of who's kicking?
The sense was it was Brett Lawther kicking the ball through the field goal post when I was there.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Okay. All right. What do you think? Do you think he's going to turn it into a competition, or do you think it's just going to be?
It sounded like it was going to be a competition. He wants to see who's. Maybe tomorrow it's Michael Hughes' chance to kick the ball through the posts.
Okay.
But we've talked about this every week.
Ad nauseum.
And I don't want to waver from when Corey Mace is in his office or wherever it is, and he closes his eyes and pictures the game-winning field goal for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And the person he's throwing out there that he trusts the most to kick that ball, it's still got to be Brett, because you've never seen Michael Hughes in that situation.
Yeah.
End of the half earlier in the year, was it a 60-yarder or something like that? Mm-hmm. It was a long kick.
58, I think.
And Brett made it, right? Like, he has the proven late in game,
yeah,
get it through the uprights.
Hypothetical. You take every football, fairly knowledgeable football fan here in Saskatchewan, put him in a room, and go, all right, pick the kicker. Is it split down the middle?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I think it's Brett Lawther. Michael Hughes hasn't kicked in winter weather like this.
I was surprised at how many people I heard say that it's got to be Hughes.
Just because he went 4-for-4.
Well,
two field goals and 2-point afters.
Daryl's putting Hughes in. Daryl's been covering this team since what? Don't want to give away his age completely, but let's just say the TVs were black and white.
No, they weren't black and white.
Daryl has also thought they should have moved off Brett Lawther back in week 8. So he's been waiting for it.
Yeah. And there's some people who said maybe they waited too long to even bring in a kicker like Michael Hughes to really test it. But, yeah, I'm starting to hunch over to Brett Lawther will be the kicker in the West Final. But
is that because you went to practice today?
I just can't, like, Britton back me up, right? Like, it's just... How do you put in a guy who's kicked one game in the Canadian Football League and go, yeah, that's the guy I trust to kick a game-winning field goal with the game on the line for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in the West Final?
Oh, you're no fun. Now you're starting to sound like Britton.
It's not about being fun. It's about winning football games, Locker. Sometimes winning football games isn't always fun, but you find a way.
All right. So Riders back at practice today. Someone tweeted us right away. The only guy I care about is Tommy Stevens. Is he out there?
Tommy Tsunami.
He was out there last week. Wrote an article on him. Yes, he is back. He's been cleared. He will be the short yardage guy, so we don't have to worry about the Jack Cohn.
Jack did an okay job.
He did fine.
He was okay.
Fine doesn't win you Grey Cups. Got to be great, and Tommy Stevens is great at that.
Oh, he is.
He's very good.
There's no doubt about it. So Tommy Stevens is ready to go for the West Final. Britton Gray, our Green Zone Rider reporter here on the Green Zone. But coming up next, of course, Britton's going to come back. If you have more Rider questions, send them our way at 1-877-332-8255. Maybe we'll play a little Ask Britton at 5:05 here on the Green Zone when we come to the Riders. But Britton's going to stick around because, oh boy, NFL trade deadline day was a little bit of a gong show. Lots of moves made, and some of them included his Dallas Cowboys. Plus, Britton and I will tell you, for your fantasy football lineups, who you should be picking up when the waiver wires
doing that next?
Close. Coming up next on 980 okay. CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker, Britton Gray, with the Green Zone federal budget special here. But we're still trying to figure out who's
going to speak French.
No, which form of government is responsible for the different things, because sometimes it's the province, and then they say, no, it's the municipal government's no, that we need more federal funding to that.
There's
none
of that passing the buck thing in government.
It's like hot potato is what governments are.
Brutal.
No, throw it over there. Anyways, more deficits are being projected by the federal government, which you...
All right, because it is our Green Zone budget special here today, we're doing your fantasy football waiver wire pickup suggestions. Not only that, each of you have to give with your pick a tip to help people out with their financial situation.
I am not someone you want financial tips from.
All right.
Always bet the under. That is Britton Gray's
that
financial
12-leg parlay will hit, trust me.
One of these days, that $10 bet could get you $1,500. That is a good investment.
So you're each giving me two?
Yes.
Okay, Britton, we'll start with your first waiver wire pickup for tonight at 3 a.m.
Jacksonville Jaguars, wide receiver Parker Washington. Yes, they go and get Jacoby Myers, but that receiver room is hurt. He was the number one guy this past week. He's gotten 19 targets over the last two games here. Trevor Lawrence is looking his way. Trust is there. Go pick him up.
All right, Jamie Nye, your waiver.
Trey Benson, Arizona Cardinals running back. He is on the IR, but he might have been people need roster spots and injuries and bye weeks, and all of a sudden he gets quietly dumped by a team. He's dropped below 50% in some leagues.
Okay.
Go find him.
Even on the IR.
He's due back right away.
Okay.
And Arizona doesn't seem to trust many of their running backs. And he is next in line to James Conner, who they lost for the season. And he's very talented. So just go take a peek to see if somebody dumped Trey Benson, which I didn't because he's still in my IR spot.
Britton Gray, what do you got?
Bears tight end Colston Loveland. The tight end position is a mess. It's awful to deal with. Go try and find a young guy who's really carving out a role for him. That Bears offense is going to continue to get better under Ben Johnson throughout this season. I think he's going to be a big part of that.
Fantasy football waiver pickups. Your last one, Jamie and I.
I hate going with a Raiders receiver, but it was trade deadline day today, and Jacoby Myers got traded to Jacksonville. So that opens up targets. He was their number one receiver outside of their tight end, Brock Bowers. Trey Tucker is a speedster. He can run the short routes and break out for big gains too.
Okay.
Probably going to get a lot more targets with Jacoby Myers out of the picture in Vegas. And they're probably going to be trailing a lot of games and they're going to have to throw. So that might help you out as well.
Couple of trays from Jamie Nye. That is your fantasy football waiver pickup.
Of course.
Suggestions.
It was also trade deadline day today, and Britton Gray's Dallas Cowboys were a little bit busy today, but Britton doesn't seem happy. All-pro defensive lineman Quinnen Williams traded to the Cowboys. Linebacker from the Bengals, Logan Wilson, traded to the Cowboys. The defense is fixed.
Yeah, it's fixed. That's all they needed.
They give up a first-round pick and a second-round pick for the Quinnen Williams deal and a couple of picks for Logan Wilson. Are you giving this a thumbs down for Jerry Jones?
Yes, sell the team already, Jerry. Jeez. Quinnen Williams is a fine piece, but a first-round pick? You're not taking a defensive tackle in the first round anymore.
Well, Quinnen Williams was a third overall pick.
And so look how that turned out for the Jets. He's been above average.
Yes. Sauce Gardner also traded today in the National Football League.
What a great name.
From the Jets. So a complete sell-off from the New York Jets, who pick up a bunch of picks in that one. But you're not too thrilled with the Cowboys. Are you just
How about them Cowboys?
Are you still hurt from last night's Monday Night Football game?
At least the Packers also know what it feels like to lose to the Carolina Panthers this season. That's all I'll say about that.
He was just waiting. He needed one shot at the Green Bay Packers. He got it in. Well done, Britton. Of course, he's got you covered online on all your Rider news, getting ready for the West Final. And he'll be back. If you have some questions for Britton Gray that you want to know from the Riders, text us, 1-877-332-8255. Jamie and Locker with you here on this Tuesday afternoon on the Green Zone. It is football week in Saskatchewan. For sure. We got high school provincial finals this coming weekend. 6A, 5A, 9-a-side, 6-a-side, 1A and 2A, 6-a-side. Then you have, of course, the Rams and the Huskies. Canada West, Hardy Cup final in Saskatoon. The Rough Riders hosting the West final at Mosaic Stadium.
Not yet sold out, Riders Nation. Not yet.
In Saskatoon, there's a national championship to be played for at SMF Field. It is the Saskatoon Hilltops as they take on the Okanagan Sun. And star running back of the Toppers joins us, David Collins, on the Green Zone. David, what a sensational year for you in your first year up in Saskatoon. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What has this journey been like from, I don't know, was it Sarge on FaceTime to recruit you up to Canada? Like, when he comes on our show, he is a bull full of energy as Sarge. What was that first conversation like to say, hey, David, we'd like you to be a Hilltop?
I felt the enthusiasm through the phone. Like, you know, he's a very, I feel like he speaks with a lot of energy. So, like, while we were texting or even called a few times, I felt that through the phone and I felt like I was wanted, you know.
David, just out of curiosity, can you break down your season? If somebody called up, I don't know, grandma called up and she's like, how did it go? How did it go, David? What would you tell grandma about this season that you had with the Hilltops?
I would tell her it went way better than expected. I did a lot of things that I wasn't sure if I was able to do, but I was able to pull through by the grace of God, and that we're fighting for a national championship this Sunday.
You come up here, of course, a dual threat all over the place. But I understand it was, well, he was a member of the Regina Thunder last year, now a Hilltop receiver, David Boyd Jr. Did he call you up and gauge your interest in coming to Canada? Like, where do you and David go back to on how he helped you become a Saskatoon Hilltop?
So me and DBJ, we played JUCO football together in Minnesota. So we played a season together, and then I had one more year left at the school. And while I was at the school, he went up to Regina and played a season with them. So I had graduated, and I was really looking because I had taken a year off of football before I came up here. So I was really thinking, like, where am I going to, you know, get an opportunity to play football? And I remember my friend was playing football in Canada, and he was like, oh, I'm not playing for Regina anymore. I'm playing for the Hilltops. And he was like, oh, we already have a good running back, though, so I don't know. But here's Sarge's number, and I'll send that to you so you can get to talking with him. So I sent Sarge, I think it was a text message, actually. And he asked me to put some tape together and send it to him, so I did so, and yeah.
David, I'm curious. You're new to the province. You're not that far away from Canada, though. Are there similarities and differences between Minneapolis and Saskatchewan? What's it like playing football in the United States and then coming to Canada?
I feel like in the U.S., the game takes a lot longer just because of fourth down. So with the game in Canada not having fourth down, I feel like the game moves at a much faster, quicker pace. Because if you stop them on first and second down, third down, you usually get a punt. So, yeah.
Okay.
Also, the bigger field, of course, yeah.
Well, I'm wondering, dude, with the bigger field, 65 yards wide compared to 53, as a running back and as an offensive player.
More room, baby.
You go, oh. there's a lot more grass to find to stretch the defense to the outside.
No, most definitely, like, from sideline to sideline, I feel like I can never stop running. Like, you get as much space as you physically need to or as you want until you get to cut it up and break a few arm tackles and get going.
But I've also heard from guys that come up to Canada, a lot of the CFL guys, of course, Americans, say, yes, there's a lot of field, but because of the extra player, it actually surprises you how much that field shrinks. So did you have to kind of adjust a little bit to go, okay, I don't actually have as much room as it might appear with that wide sideline?
See, half the time I forget we have an extra player on the field anyway. So, like, I really, like, I just zone them out, I guess, and I just focus on the field, and I guess it just opens up the way it does.
I'm curious, David, was there a moment where, because you're adapting to some new rules, you're adapting to the bigger field, like you said, you're adapting to a new situation, new teammates, all that. But was there a moment during the season, David, and we started hearing about you right away, where you were like, okay, I'm here, I got this. Do you have like a moment in a game or anything like that in your season?
it was probably the second time we played Winnipeg. That's when I really realized, like, yeah, gotta do it.
That was, hold on a sec. Was that, did you go over 200 in that game against Winnipeg?
I think that's when we started hearing about you, David.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. I think so. I think I did, yeah.
Yes, 262 yards rushing. Yes, that was just a smidge over 200 yards rushing for David Collins.
That's just an afternoon out.
Saskatoon Hilltops running back joining us, of course, Canadian Bowl coming up this weekend, SMF Field against Okanagan. How important was having somebody like David Boyd Jr. here with you to make an adjustment on, okay, new country, new rules, new football, but a familiar face to hang out with? Like, how important was having that person for you?
I feel like it was really important because coming up here, it was my first time out of the country as well, so I really didn't know what to expect, and I really haven't heard a lot about Canada being from the States. But coming up here, everybody's super nice and welcoming. I mean, I'm glad I had him here, but I feel like if I didn't have him here, I'd still be the same. A lot of welcoming people and a lot of people, like, just being kind and swell to me, honestly. I'm glad he is here. It makes things easy.
Cool. David, I'm very curious about what your goals are with the game and whether or not there is, I mean, obviously the NFL is the pinnacle, right? And it wouldn't be, you know, I can understand if that was ultimately your goal, but after being in Canada for a very short period of time, have you wrapped your head around the possibility of playing in the CFL?
Yeah, I mean, I would actually love the opportunity to get to play in the CFL. I mean, I feel like you got to start somewhere, and I feel like that would be an amazing place to start, to be told.
Do you, when you come up here, how important was this opportunity for you to continue your football journey, get more film, play a high-level, high-caliber football just to continue on after JUCO?
Well, I mean, taking that year off, the way, like, college, I mean, the way in the States the football goes, like, they're all about, like, the upcoming class and the new class and the guys that are about to come and play football for the university. So I didn't have any, like, wasn't talking to any coaches. I didn't have anywhere to go, truth be told. So coming up here, I just told myself I wasn't going to take it for granted because I really thought I didn't know if I was going to play football again after I had took that year off. So I was really blessed, really thankful. Love the opportunity that I was given, and I told myself, yeah, I wasn't going to take advantage of it.
What do you know about Okanagan? I know it's, of course, in the Canadian Bowl, it's always that team that you've never played before this season, and you have to go get the film and break it down. What are you up against for the national championship?
I know we're up against a good D-line, a good linebacker core, and a very fluid safety, or DB core, I should say. I know that they're going to come and bring it, so we're just going to have to bring our best as well. I'm really excited for the game. I heard it was a 10-year anniversary. That's kind of crazy. And, yeah, I mean.
It's
David, I'm fairly new here. I've been here just over a year, and even people that are experienced in football and have, like, I was just listening to the Luke Wilson. I'm not sure if you know who he is, but I was just watching a Luke Wilson podcast where he's talking about being in Saskatchewan and how blown away he was with how entrenched football is in the community. Was that something that was on your radar when you came up here? Did you realize just how football crazy from tackle to flag to youth sports this province was?
Oh, it literally took me a week to see how much people loved and had dedication to the game. I think in Canada, I think of hockey right away, you know? Same
yeah.
With Minnesota, you think of Minnesota hockey, same. But, like, it didn't take much time for me to realize how much heart and love people have for the game of football up here, and I love it just as much, so I feel like I fit right in.
Well, David, great season, but I know it's not done yet. One more to go for a national championship. Thanks for your time this afternoon, and best of luck in the Canadian Bowl.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me, and yeah.
You did really well, David. Did fantastic, my friend. Good luck this weekend, man.
That is David Collins, running back of the Saskatoon Hilltops. They got the Canadian Bowl, Okanagan Sun, SMF Field. Are they just going to put another natty up there for the Hilltops? Could be. They've been piling them up And David Collins has been
a big part of the reason why. Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Like he's the price of admission alone.
When we heard his name like right away.
I forget who he had. Was probably Sarge at the start of the season and how on the preview and going, what do you got? And he's like, well, we got these two, three American guys on our roster. First time the Hilltops have recruited
out of the
United States. And he said, got some special guys here. Didn't even think they were as good as they were until they stepped on the field and was like, okay.
And his tape's pretty remarkable.
Yes, it is. Best of luck to the Toppers this coming weekend. Yeah, it's a busy football weekend. High school championships across the province. The Riders, the Hilltops, the Rams, the Huskies. And go check out that Luke Wilson podcast. I shared it on my social media. It is a complete 1 hour dedication of Luke Wilson to TSN on the mecca of football in Canada.
He's wearing a Huskies sweater.
Yeah, he talks about the dog's breakfast, the support
he
gets.
We ran into him at the dog's breakfast, and he was just like blown away. He couldn't believe. He was like, how many people are here? And it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we fill that facility, and everyone's there to support that foundation, right?
Prairieland Park is packed for the dog's breakfast every year. He was blown away. He was blown away when he came for the couple of Friday night CFL games. He has Brett Jones on. It's funny because he and Brett know each other. But Brett goes to the University of Saskatchewan because Brett Jones, former offensive lineman, goes to the U of S because he's in med school, but he coaches the Rams as an assistant offensive line coach. So Brett's his guest. They talk about, you know, Brett coming through Saskatchewan and how important it was and his development into a National Football League player and the rivalry between the Rams and Huskies. It's a really good hour with Luke Wilson if you want to check that out on just props. But Luke Wilson does say something right at the end of the podcast, which we need to talk about a little bit later on.
So all you Rough Rider fans, I know it's a long drive for a lot of you coming in. I know it's cold, but it's the West Final, baby. It's a gritty organization. It's a gritty team. You heard Brett say it. It's the mecca of football in this country. I can't wait to see that stadium. Mosaic's going to be rocking.
So there's a lot of people out there saying, you got to fill it. Will it be a blemish on Rider Nation's record if it's not full on Saturday for the West Final? Truth or Trash Tuesday is coming up at 4:35 here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Federal Budget Day here across Canada. Of course, we'll keep you up to date. Top of the hour. Every quarter hour here throughout the Green Zone Federal Budget Special with Jamie and Locker.
$25 billion for new housing startups, ladies and gentlemen. So start building. You'll never see any of that money here. It's all going to Ontario.
Hold on. We might get a buck. We'll see how things go. But yes, full details on CJME.com and CKOM.com. And throughout the afternoon,
clearly unqualified to make that statement, but I did anyway.
Federal budget.